Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to,
Strange Reality Universe. I got a great guest tonight. He's taking a short run at presidency. Great guy. I like that he puts his mind to where a lot of the candidates it's all the FaceTime on TV. So I don't think anybody's pulling this guy's strings. Very great dude. Please welcome presidential candidate Edward Baker to the show. Good evening, Edward.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, it's no problem at all. Appreciate you coming on. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Edward.
Sure. I'm a lifelong Oregonian. I live in Portland, Oregon. I'm 37 years old. In my spare time and my free time, I've coached baseball for 13 years, youth baseball, 13 to 15 year olds. And most of my working has been in call center management positions, doing a lot of the public polling where, people call you up and ask your thoughts on important issues and those sorts of things. And I've never had a desire to really get into politics, but over the last few years, I've become more and more frustrated and concerned that pretty much all these other candidates that the press really pushes, at the end of the day, they pretty much seem to be the same type of people, no matter who wins. And I wanted to give the American people an alternative candidate, somebody that is truly neutral. I'm not a member of any political party. I don't use words to describe people like liberal, conservative, moderate, left-wing, right-wing. I try to look at each issue individually and learn all that I can about it. And so I just think that we need a more neutral figure in the role of president.
I totally agree with you, Edward. From what you've seen in the latest debates, do you think there's any key issues that they're leaving out or missing that you would like to address tonight?
Well, absolutely, and I think that there's a lot of very important issues out there, and when I talk to people, I always ask them, what is the most important issue to you, and what are your thoughts on it, and it always amazes me that we get so many different responses to that question. There was a point where I literally had 80 different topics of videos and documents to research and learn more about, just so that I could address, their concerns and be able to speak intelligently on those topics. So just, we always hear the big ones about jobs and, healthcare and education. But there's so many important things to different people, whatever they're going through. And so I'm not running on one or two issues. I believe that we can address everything that needs to be looked at in a four-year term. But a couple of the things that you don't hear the other candidates really talking about or addressing the realities of, one is the events of September 11th, 2001. I do not believe the official story to be what happened that day. And it did come out a little bit in the last few weeks that one of the candidates did mention that he felt that he would have done a better job than George Bush did on 9/11. But what he went on to say was that those terrorists would not have been in the country had he been president. So he's still playing with the official narrative, and he's not really addressing the reality of what happened. And so I think some of the people out there kind of got excited about that and thought, well, maybe this will lead to a real investigation if this person is elected. But I don't see that happening. I don't think that candidate would at any time give a statement to say, I don't believe the official story to be what happened. What I imagine most of your listeners are already pretty awake to the realities of September 11th, but the two things that I ask people to look at if they still believe the official story or still have questions about it, one is how the towers came down. And we know that there were the two twin towers that came down that day, but a lot of people aren't aware that there was a third tower that came down that day as well, World Trade Center number 7. And so I encourage people to research that, how those buildings came down. I do not believe the official story is anywhere close to the reality there. The other thing is the Pentagon, it was said, was hit by American Airlines Flight 77, a Boeing 757. And all indications that I have seen would indicate that, one, it would have been impossible for them to fly the plane in such a manner to hit where they did. And furthermore, the lack of wreckage would indicate that there was not a Boeing 757 that hit there. So those things I encourage people to look at. The other thing that I talk about that I don't hear other candidates talking about is I'm for less government secrecy and full disclosure of anything so long as it doesn't put our national defense or our military in direct danger by doing so. So anything related to UFOs or really anything that would be classified, I think that we need to have access to it as long as it doesn't directly put our military or our national defense in danger by doing so. So something that happened in 1970 that was seen in the air, that file should be opened up. That's not something that I consider, I don't consider that an immediate and imminent threat by releasing that information. So definitely there are some things that you wouldn't want out there that are current things that our potential enemies could take advantage of by having that information. But generally speaking, I think that it's probably about 1% of what is kept from us. And and I'm just throwing out a number there. I don't know if it's 1% or 5% or less or more, but there certainly is way too much secrecy from the American people.
It really is. It's like it's total secrecy. Everything's built on – this whole country was built on secrets. And I really do think it's the people that's on the other side, you know, the other candidates, they're, you know, somebody's pulling their strings and they don't get, you know, their customs and, you know, the things that have them behind closed doors. I mean, it's really, these people, you know, they get all the, camera time, they get all the, you know, they get all the press attention. And you got to think, especially the big-time people right now, you got to think about who's really pulling their strings and if it's a diversion, you know. And what's cool is you know, you don't seem first of all, you're not, you know, I can already tell you're not even on that level. You know, you're just a down-to-earth guy. You know, I was wanting to bring up the tragic events that happened in Paris tonight. That's got me really upset, Edward. It was, and for a man that that wants, change, our, country and stuff like that. What would you, what would you do, Dolphin, or attempting to try to protect us from extreme Muslim terrorists, among other factions and sectors?
The
Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. But no, first of all, I absolutely, you know, agree with you. You know, what a horrible, tragic event that was today, and very well organized, obviously, for it to happen in so many areas at once. And I have to be careful how I word this, I think, and I'm not somebody that's concerned about being politically correct, but when in Roseburg, Oregon, we had a shooting at Umpqua Community College, and I live in Oregon, obviously. And, you know, so out of that came one of the presidential candidates came out and said, stuff happens. And that was taken to be a very kind of cold-hearted, insensitive comment. And I think that you could word that a lot better. certainly. That being said, things are going to happen at times. It's not possible to expect us to be able to stop all acts of violence or all terrorist acts.
Yeah.
I would think that with something as organized as that was, that intelligence should tip off something along the way. And in America, we need to be a lot more careful about who we're allowing into the country to begin with. And I think that that's a big thing. I think also we tend way too often to cater to people that come to this country. And it doesn't seem as much right now like people want to be Americans and respect our values and what we stand for. It seems way too often that people are coming in and saying, we want this taken down, we want this put up, we want to be catered to so that we feel more like we're at home. And I've got a problem with that. So I certainly don't have all the answers. We have 320 million people in America, and, you know, I think it's in some respects amazing that there aren't more things like that going on, like what happened today in France, right here in America. I guess in some ways that's a credit to what we do have in place, but I don't know, maybe there just isn't as much evil as what's put in front of us, you know, on a daily basis. Every time there's a shooting, all the news is negative that you hear about. You know, when we talk about things like 9/11 and some of these other things that were clearly false flag or staged events, there's no question that a lot of these disasters that happen are you know, not at all what we're told. The thing at Umpqua Community College, somebody that I know well went out there and spent several days in Roseburg during the time of the president's visit and ahead of that, and attended funerals out there. And they left 100% convinced that people did die out there. And now anytime that there's a shooting, I always see on social media people immediately say it's a staged event, nobody died. And that's certainly not always the case. And I have my opinions on some of the things that have happened in the past that I don't at all believe the official story to. Even this person didn't believe the official story, and that's what he was finding out there in Roseburg. But he did say there were victims and people did die. So I think too often that these things are being done for or later taken advantage of to try to strip away freedom and rights from people. You know, a lot of things about gun control that end up out there. I know in Roseburg, the president wasn't welcomed by the people there and for the most part. And one of the reasons why was that before there was even a body count, he was on TV talking about gun control and things of that nature, and I felt that was I felt like it was bad timing. I found it to be in poor taste. As president in that situation, I would first acknowledge the event and send condolences to the families, and I would mention that the shooter is deceased because that had happened at that point. There's nothing to fear at that point that the shooter is deceased. And, you know, the thing is that too often we're punishing people that do no wrong because of the acts of a few people that do. And that's where I have a problem with that sort of thing. But as far as stopping it, the only thing that I can think of really Because I'm not into all the NSA stuff. I'm not into tapping everybody's phones and
taking away
freedoms from people. I've got a problem with that. And that's one of the 9/11 things, is so much of that came out of that, that not only did 2,996 people die on 9/11, including 342 firefighters, to just name those people. But, you know, after that, we went to wars. We spent trillions of dollars. 500,000 Iraqis died in the war over there. So we focused so much on a couple, you know, on a few people, and a lot of us didn't lose a loved one in that, so sometimes it's hard for that to hit home. But just to think of all those families that are just will never be the same. They're devastated because mom or dad or, you know, brother or whatever didn't come home, you know, when they went to work that day or when they went to war. Over 50,000 wounded Americans in the two wars, 12% coming back with PTSD. And obviously our veterans are not getting the care that they need when they return. There's so many that are homeless, people committing suicide at a rate that is alarming. And then you hear all these stories about veterans being turned away from VA hospitals or not getting the care that they need. So my top priority is our veterans and our military people. I would like to get out of all, you know, as many of these countries as possible that we have bases in. I forget the number offhand. I think it's something like 600-plus bases in 38 countries, something to that effect. And I can't imagine that we have any business being in the majority of those at all. And so my hope is to be able to bring our troops home, strengthen our communities, because these are some of the best men and women in America, and they need to be with their husbands and wives and children and strengthening their communities. Because at the end of the day, I'm not for a big federal government. I'm for states' rights and putting it in the hands of the people in the community. I think the president should be in a role of motivating and inspiring and calling out people when necessary, calling out the congressmen and women that are not representing their constituents. And that's basically what I promise to do as president. I try to stay away from words like promise, but I believe in letting the Congress do their job, but I believe the president needs to be in a position where he calls out those that are not cooperating and are playing politics with people's lives.
Now, we have a this country right now, there's just such a divide I believe not only race, but with the issue of illegal immigration, and I just wanted to get, you know, that's been a strong viewpoint. I just wanted you to just touch on that subject just a little bit. We don't have to talk about war if you don't want to.
Yeah, I take a very strong stand, and I think before I say this, I'm going to say that sometimes when I'm out, you know, I try to be careful about how I campaign, and in that if I go to a public place like a sports bar, if I go out, I don't push this on people, and sometimes I'll be with somebody and they'll mention to someone, hey, he's running for president, and I confirm that, yeah, that's true. And before long, a lot of times this stranger will start asking me questions. What are your thoughts on gun control? What are your thoughts on, you know, insert whatever there? And so as we go down, you know, they go, yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. And after you get about four or five down, they go, oh, you lost my vote. And the thing is that nobody's going to agree on everything. And what you just were talking about is so important that there is such a divide, and it seems that with these other candidates that are in these debates, and I wouldn't be welcomed at the debate at this point anyway because I'm such an unknown, but because I'm not a member of any political party, I don't have to go through a debate process at this point in order to get on your ballot. There's other things I have to do state by state. But so often I hear these candidates talk, and what I hear is them saying, I'm going to represent this group of Americans and not this other group. And I think we need to have I think we benefit greatly from a president like myself that truly is a neutral party who's always open to hearing other sides of issues. And at the end of the day, even if you disagree with me on this important issue, you might agree with me on the next four or five. As far as the subject of illegal aliens, I take a very strong stand on this, and I believe stronger than any other candidate that will appear on your ballot. I believe that we do need to secure our border. I think we need to be very careful about who we're letting into the country. I've got no problem with people that follow the rules that are in place and come here legally and want to be American citizens. Again, not being catered to and getting special treatment. I believe in equality as much as possible, and I do not believe in that means putting somebody that before had a disadvantage, suddenly giving them an advantage over those that they perceive to have had an advantage before. I am a firm believer that we do need to deport those that are here illegally. And the bigger issue, or one of the bigger issues, is those that are employing and housing those that are here illegally, we need to take strong action against them. If we can give significant fines to a person that is employing somebody illegally, paying somebody under the table, I think that they will think twice about doing that. And then on top of that, if we could strip them of their licenses that they need to be in business, and if necessary, incarcerating those where that is necessary because they continue to violate those laws. So I believe that will create jobs. I believe that will take away the incentive for hiring somebody that is here illegally or encouraging people to come in. I'm fine with work visas or following those rules that are in place. But you need to, there's laws on the books and they need to be enforced. And I think that's the key to a lot of things. We talk so much about things, but it really comes down to enforcement of what's been in place for a long time. And we're just going without enforcing the laws. As far as deportation goes, I believe in a voluntary deportation period where people that are here illegally would be able to turn themselves in, go through the process of being fingerprinted and deported. And if they cooperated and did that within that period of time, maybe it's 90 days, maybe it's more, at that point they would have the opportunity to, follow the rules in place to re-enter after a period of time passes. Maybe it's 5 years passes. But anybody that does not cooperate, turn themselves in, once they are deported, would not have that ability to re-enter. That's my plan on that. The other thing is that all your listeners out there probably have ideas, especially the issues that are really important to them. A lot of times somebody will ask me a question, and a lot of times I say, I don't know, what do you think about it? Obviously, it's something that you're passionate about. Give me your thoughts. I'm big on representing the people. So I want to just throw this out there real quick. My website is edbaker2016.com. And I can be reached on there anytime. You can send me an email. My email is ed@edbaker2016.com. And the bottom line is that I need to hear any questions, comments, or ideas from your listeners because that's how I learn. And one more time, ed@edbaker2016.com. And also that's how you'll find me on Facebook, Twitter, any of those social media things is the Ed Baker 2016.
No, it's... You brought up a lot of good points. In my research and recollection on things, the illegal immigration and then the aliens, it's coming from everywhere. But, I've noticed from, generally from the, south of the border, there's a lot of, a lot of drugs. I mean, that's a lot of drugs. And there's also, there's also a lot of crime, crime murders, and we hear about that all the time. But, which is terrible. But also, it's also bringing in these crazy religions, too, that's mixed, kind of like Santeria and which is Catholicism mixed with Afro-Caribbean voodoo. I mean, it's just like a lot of the dark elements that's being indoctrined in that culture, which, and if you indoctrinate all them things in a culture, and you know, there's only negative, if, you know, if you put some negative in, only thing negative is going to come back out, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
It's just, I'm just ranting over here, but.
No, I like it. I appreciate you doing that, and I know we don't have too many more minutes. 30 minutes goes awfully fast, but I'm going to, you know, if I may just say on that, you know, every topic we've brought up tonight, you know, in a really quick kind of rapid fire thing, these are a lot of my very passionate issues. So one of my things is these hardcore drugs, these, you know, heroin, crack cocaine and things of that nature. And yeah, I think a lot of it does come in from south of the border. I've heard people saying, I don't have any facts on this, or numbers to quote, but really only a certain percentage is really what, you know, that in some respects it's almost like that's for people to believe, you know, to put out there that, hey, this is where it's all coming from. I believe that our CIA and our government is behind a lot of the importing of these drugs. And so I think we need to really look at the CIA or these other groups. I know I've heard a lot of things about the poppy fields in Afghanistan and how since that war, how much cheaper heroin is in America and how much the
which are heavily guarded. Which are heavily guarded. I mean 24/7. You know, and if our hands ain't in the bowl, then why are we even there being armed and guarding? And you know, it's, you know, you bring up a good point too, because every time we go into a country, we always leave it war-torn, and then it's just civil unrest right after that. But yeah, you make you do bring up a lot of great points, and you know, I really appreciate you being able to make, you know, I know we didn't have all the time in the world, but I think for what little time we did have, we broke a lot of ground.
Yeah, man, I really appreciate it, and I do a lot of, like, you know, 2-hour-long shows, and honestly, I'm not very good at being concise. So to be honest with you, this I really enjoyed this format, because we actually covered several of my very passionate topics, and we didn't talk about things like jobs and healthcare and education. Those are all very important and very much you know, issues that are affect people across the board. Not everyone's awake to some of these things we talked about tonight, but you started the interview asking me what are some of the issues that the other candidates are not addressing, and these are them. And so I encourage your listeners, again, to get in touch with me and learn about my stance on all those other important issues as well. In order to have a chance to win this election, I need as much help as I can get from volunteers. And so I really hope people will take this seriously and give us a chance here. I do believe we can win. So edbaker2016.com, please go there. Please get in touch with me.
Thank you so much, Edward. And I wish you nothing but the best in your campaign.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you'll have to come back on the show sometime and talk some more, man. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Enjoy the discussion. Well, that was a great show tonight. Taking the circumstances of the tragic events in Paris, which my heart goes out to families. Edward seems like a great guy. You know, and I like his stance on a lot of things. And he don't seem like the other candidates that we're seeing on the media and everything today. It's up to you to decide. But he made a good impression on him. Until next week on Strange Shrouding, Secret Universe.